he is dealing with personal matters. That's important to know. He is engaged. He wants this team to win. He wants to have success, and he's willing to do whatever it takes to win. And that has never changed from the moment I've met Terry Pegula. He has given me every possible resource that he has helped this team and helped this city, by the way. And I can't say enough about the dedication that he's continued to show this organization, the city, the players, and that's not changing.
Yeah, sure. Totally. Definitely believe you, man.
GM Kevin Adams says the end of the season there. I mean, I don't... He's not an absentee. That's the thing.
Here's my thing on whenever that comes up is that it's nearly never coming up as a direct question. It's just a thing he feels like he has to say. It's just like, man, let people complain about the billionaire owner who is quite clearly, like, obviously the NHL is not the moneymaker here, but...
God, no.
I don't know. It's a guy like that doesn't need defenders, even in his own organization.
Well, regardless of what happens here, we do have to talk a little bit about that. Welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, TJ Luckman, Evans on the board here. Obviously, the report from Tim Graham that Pegula is selling 25% of the Bills, roundabout. That's a roundabout percentage. It's not necessarily exact. But a minority owner of the Bills is on the table here. And the quick speculation on that is, you know, he'll be just looking to make a quick buck off of the team now valued at like around $4 billion. So, man, you want to talk about literally the rich get richer. That's what that is. I'm not going to go ahead and say like, oh, credit to him for that. Like, no, this is also, you're probably on the hook for the stadium overage costs, which I'm going to say this, good.
Yeah, I mean, that's
I don't want to be on the hook for overage costs. I don't want the rest of us to be on the hook for overage costs.
Yeah.
The area is already paying, quite honestly, way too much for it. But, again, this just also might be, this is how wealthy people stay wealthy. You know, you make moves like this. But the other part of it is, then you see people saying, oh man, why can't he sell the Sabres, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, he's not. We need to put that to bed. He will never sell the Sabres because he's a hockey fan. That's the thing.
I mean, wasn't one of his dreams that he said was to own the Buffalo Sabres?
Yeah, it just, like, he's a hockey fan. He's not going to go ahead and get rid of them. He likes hockey too much. That's why he stays away from the Bills and he's not, like, as involved with decision making, is because he doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't like football nearly as much. Right now, that is his cash cow. It's not the drilling of oil wells. It's the Buffalo Bills in the National Football League. That's his moneymaker.
Just want to throw out there, even with his knowledge of hockey, doesn't know what he's doing over there either.
Oh, I know. And I've said this with Zach before. He's a fan. He's a hockey fan. He's like us. Would you put me in a general manager or decision-making position in hockey? God, no. I wouldn't do that to me.
There are, like, random people I know on the internet who I think would make better GMs.
I would absolutely value Chad DeDominicis and his opinion. I would put him in that chair. But
we got Chad. I'm talking, like, more of the guys that, you know, create all those stat websites and everything and end up getting jobs in the league anyway. Like, I think a lot of those people, it depends on their aspirations and what they want to do. That's obviously
have one of the most stressful jobs in public domain, too.
Yeah. What's more, here's an interesting discussion. What's more stressful, coaching or GMing?
I'd say GM, because there's a lot that's not in your control. All you can do is put the pieces together, and you have to hope that someone dictates it properly and that the players play well. And if one of those two things don't work, you lose your job too.
Not always.
Not always, but it's generally how it goes.
Yeah, that's true.
So I would say, yeah, GM is a little more of like, and that's probably why it's higher profile, is because you control everything.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I generally think with the GM versus the coach, I think there's a lot more day-to-day pressure on you as a coach.
Yes.
Whereas GM, it's a lot of big picture pressure where if your smaller moves don't go right, you have to alter or adjust to your big picture. And I think that this is a huge test for Kevin Adams because this is really going to be his first go-round in terms of having charge of the roster and then also hiring his own coach. All the respect in the world for Don Granato, but he was already here when Kevin Adams assumed the role of general manager. And this is going to be the first time that Kevin Adams gets to choose his own guy from outside of the organization. And I think that's very interesting to see what will happen there. I think with Adams, he's gained an incredible amount of respect around the league, too. I know that 4 years ago, I was wondering what the heck was going on when they decided to promote him from Harbor Center.
Yeah,
I'm not exaggerating. That's what happened.
No, yeah, that is what happened. And it was like the public perception was a lot of potential torches and pitchforks.
Right. And that's not to say that the guy he was replacing was a guy you wanted to keep. You know, hindsight being 20/20. But ultimately, Adams has come a long way, and I respect the job that he's done, and I respect that what he's built here, even if it hasn't led to a playoff team yet, they've gotten close. At this point, they've made roster decisions. They seem to be very set on the roster itself, or at least their core players. So it's on Adams to find the right voice to lead those guys, and to find the right guy. I want to talk more about the accountability comments from the players. I want to talk about Don Granato's interview with Matthew Fairburn at The Athletic. I thought that was interesting as well.
Yes, and there's a lot to get to with this. And we'll have at least another hour in which to do so. Chris Ostrander, the Instigator podcast, will join us at 1:30 as well to keep talking about the Sabres. And in addition, well, we'll switch back to football as well because we'll hit up that mock draft simulator. And I need to poison everyone's brains with a catchy song, and that's what we're going to do on the other side in hour number 3. TJ, we started talking about the Sabres, and there were snowflakes flurrying around outside. So, you know, that's kind of, you know, what's state of the team,
no,
sort of thing.
There's no way. I didn't even wear a jacket today. It's not that cold.
I was looking at them outside the window.
It's 44 degrees.
I know.
You're lying.
No, Pat Hammer also tweeted out, snowflakes in Buffalo at 41 degrees. Didn't learn that in weather school. Actually, it can happen if the atmosphere is set up just right.
Yeah, no, that makes sense, I'm sure.
So when the expert weighs in, too, it's like, all right, well, that happened. I wasn't going crazy. So there we go. All right. Anyway, we come back, we'll talk more about the Sabres, we'll hit up the mock draft simulator as well.
Take your calls, too.
Take calls as well. Plenty to do still here with another hour of Sports Talk Saturday here. Derek Kramer, TJ Luckman, you're listening to WGR.